Page 178. Read. Camilla's Journey.
Camilla lived in Belize City, on the coast of Belize in Central America. Her father worked for the government's fisheries department, and he helped to manage the 7 marine parks off the coast of the country. One day, Camilla's father invited her to visit one of the parks with him. "I'm going to Glover's Reef this weekend," he explained. "Would you like to join me?" "Of course," she said. During their flight to the coastal town of Dangriga, Camilla's father explained that Glover's Reef was on the edge of the Belize Barrier Reef, one of the largest coral reef systems in the world. Hundreds of fish and coral species lived in these reefs. He said that many coral reefs around the world were dying from pollution and overfishing. From Dangriga, Camilla and her father took a 2-hour boat ride to Glover's Reef. Camilla's excitement grew as they neared a small island with its beautiful coastline and turquoise water. "We'll snorkel through the park tomorrow," her father said. The next morning, Camilla and her father put on their goggles and entered the blue waters of the park. The beauty and variety of the underwater world astonished Camilla. Hundreds of butterfly fish, parrot fish, and seahorses darted around her. She watched sea turtles and manta rays glide among the rainbow-colored coral. Camilla saw how the plants and animals of the reef lived together perfectly. She took many pictures with her father's underwater camera. It was the most exciting experience of her life. As they left the water, Camilla and her father heard a loud noise. They turned and saw a large speedboat filled with tourists racing toward the reef area. "They'll scare the fish," shouted Camilla. "There's nothing we can do," said her father. "They're just outside of the park border." Camilla watched the boat continue along the border and then speed away. She was angry and upset. At lunch, Camilla was very quiet. When she finished eating, she turned to her father. "I'm going to do something for our planet's coral reefs," she said. "We need to help them." Back in Belize City, Camilla spoke to her class about coral reefs. "In Glover's Reef, I learned that coral reefs are an important part of our ocean biome because they are homes for hundreds of kinds of animals and plants. They are wonderful places to see the beauty of our oceans close up. My father taught me that coral reefs keep our shores safe from powerful waves, and that scientists can find new medicines from plants and animals that live there." When she got home, Camilla created a petition on the internet. It read, "Governments of the world, please help the ocean's coral reefs. Keep our coral reefs safe and healthy for everyone." In 3 weeks, 20,000 people in 38 countries signed Camilla's petition. Within 1 year, 3 countries passed laws to protect their coral reefs. "You have made a difference, Camilla," said her father. "Thank you. The coral reefs of the world thank you too."